My title is To Be a Christian, I Need to Have a Relationship with Jesus Christ. I was looking at a picture in a magazine, and if you imagine it was a picture of a kitchen, you imagine this is a picture of a kitchen here, and the lady of the house is standing over there. She's got the, you know, cooker and sink over there, and she's preparing a meal. And then there's a man peering round the door like this. And the caption for the picture is, "Behind every significant woman is a man wondering when his next meal will be ready." So we read about two significant women and an even more significant man, the man Christ Jesus. One of these significant women was called Martha, and the other was known as Mary. And Martha must have known that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And so, thinking of the Middle Eastern culture of hospitality, she's working hard to prepare a very special meal for this special visitor. And at the same time, her sister Mary, and presumably Lazarus, her brother, were listening to Jesus. So Martha goes to the lounge, and what does she say to Jesus? "Do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone?" We have three people mentioned in this passage: Jesus, Martha, and Mary. We know from other passages of Scripture that there was also a brother called Lazarus, and that the family lived in Bethany, which was not far from Jerusalem. The event described in this passage of Scripture seems to have occurred in the third year of Jesus' ministry. During this, which was about 6 months before his crucifixion. And during this latter time of Jesus' ministry, the opposition to him was increasing. But in these circumstances, the opposition, Mary and Lazarus and Martha were showing their dedication to Jesus. First of all, some good points about Martha. Verse 38 says that Martha welcomed Jesus into her home. Remember, the opposition to Jesus was increasing, but Martha welcomed Jesus in. Recalling our title, Martha did obviously have a relationship with Jesus. Secondly, Martha prepared food for Jesus. And thirdly, Martha called Jesus Lord. She saw that he wasn't just an ordinary man. She referred to him as Lord. Now for Mary, Mary sat at Jesus' feet. She heard his word. The bad point about Martha was that she was not happy that Mary was helping, that Mary was not helping her. She wanted Mary to help her prepare and serve this special meal for this special guest. So Jesus, what is Jesus' response? Jesus said, do not care. Jesus said to Mary that, Jesus said to Martha, Mary has chosen the better part. Jesus was not an ordinary man waiting for special food. He was the Son of God. He wanted the attention of his guests. He had something to teach them. Now Martha wanted to have a relationship with Jesus, but it was on her terms. Mary, however, wanted to have a relationship with Jesus on his terms. And relationship with Mary was more important than service, more important than the quantity or quality of food being given to this special guest. So it can be with us. We want to do things for God. Some of us want to do good things for God to earn our salvation. Whereas the right way is to come to Jesus on his terms.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Sorry, I lost the screen.